Every day, Alaska EMTs and paramedics treat people for opioid overdoses. But once the immediate crisis is over, experts say the system falls short, missing a chance to prevent patients from dying later. In part two of a two-part series, Alaska Public Media's Rachel Cassandra reports on one step the state could take to lower its persistently high rate of opioid overdose deaths.
Did you have any issues with your injection site bothering you?
No, nothing at all.
Okay.
Dr. Sarah Spencer is in the back of a repurposed ambulance parked in Kasila on the Kenai Peninsula.
So I'm just going to do your shot now. Good and numbed up.
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
She runs the mobile unit for the Nanalchik Community Clinic. And today, she's giving a patient a 30-day injection of buprenorphine.
Might burn a little bit here.
No, you're good at what you do.
Okay.
That's a medication for opioid use disorder, and it allows this patient to be in long-term recovery.
I'm really grateful for you guys. You guys are actually amazing.
The medication reduces cravings for opioids, and if someone does take street opioids while on it, it doesn't feel as good. That makes people use less or stop entirely. And it seriously lowers their risk of dying from an overdose. That's why Spencer says increasing access to buprenorphine is essential to reducing opioid overdose deaths in Alaska. She says the medication should not only be made readily available in Alaska's jails and prisons, but it should also be offered anytime someone with opioid use disorder sees a healthcare provider. That's especially important, she says, for one key group of people who are at a much higher risk of dying, those who get emergency medical treatment for an overdose.
There's essentially anywhere between 1 in 8 to 1 in 10 chance that that person is going to die in the next year. That's an incredibly high risk of death.
They're also much more likely to die of overdose within days of being treated. Spencer says that's partly because the overdose reversal drug naloxone puts people into withdrawal, so some seek out more opioids to feel okay again. But she says giving people buprenorphine too can change that.
If you administer buprenorphine to a patient who had an overdose and was given naloxone, you can very quickly help to relieve those withdrawal symptoms. And at the same time as you're doing that, you can help to protect them against a repeat overdose in the next day or two.
Research shows that giving people buprenorphine after an overdose reduces their chance of death by 40 to 60%. Some providers in emergency rooms in Alaska do offer the medication, but Spencer says it's inconsistent and depends on who's on shift. And some patients don't consent to go to a hospital after being treated. Because of that, Spencer says EMTs and paramedics should also offer the medication in ambulances.
So it's a very safe medication. It's very easy to administer, which is why so many states now have started doing it before people even get to the hospital.
But Alaska isn't doing that. That's partly because, under current regulations, most EMTs can't dispense the medication. Dr. Michael Levy, who directs Alaska's EMS system, says changing that and the other hurdles to increase access would require a lot of bureaucracy.
Still, it's a controlled substance, and it requires that kind of handling and that people have scope of practice to be able to handle it.
And he says to make lasting change, emergency care needs to be connected to long-term care. But Dr. Quigley Peterson says just getting people through the risky initial period after an overdose is well worth the bureaucracy. He is a medical director based in Juneau and helps make recommendations for EMS alongside Levy.
What other intervention can you do in medicine where you can have that much of a chance of saving a life? If somebody has a heart attack, their chance of dying isn't that big.
And data show even when people are given a short-acting dose of the medication, they're more likely to seek out further treatment. Peterson says the strong data on buprenorphine convinced him to advocate for change in the field. He is planning an expansion in Juneau so paramedics, eligible EMTs, and providers for the community's mobile health team can give the medication.
My goal is to make it more readily available to whoever needs it, and then for us to be able to come to them.
He says the committee advising EMS statewide will consider a draft proposal this fall to recommend allowing more EMTs to dispense buprenorphine, one tiny step in a long process. And if programs providing buprenorphine to more people who've overdosed unfold, data suggests it will save Alaska lives. In Kasilof, I'm Rachel Cassandra.